The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Monday, already the first week into the new year. Any indications it's going to be better than 18, 17, 16, 15? Let's go all the way back to 2008. I don't think so. Why? Well, it's that 1,000-pound elephant sitting in your room, drinking your beer and eating your popcorn and watching your television set and complaining because you want to change the channel. Yeah. From the furthest southeast portion of our country, America's, well, it's God's waiting room. Steve Elkins. You got him? Oh, I'm sorry. I you know, you didn't know. It's okay. Okay. He'll be here in a minute. At any rate, our regular board op is not here today. And I just assumed. And what's that do? It makes an ass out of me and an ass out of the guy down in God's waiting room. I hear him breathing.
I'm here. I didn't get my call till late.
Well, you know why.
Yes, I know why.
Okay. So, are things going to be different for 2019 than they were in 2018, Steve?
Well, I was, my show on Sunday, I showed promise. I was really happy about some things, and unfortunately, let down a little bit, and we talked about that today. What something that was proposed that was going to happen, and I told you I thought somebody would try to sabotage it, and John Bolton opened his big mouth, and there you go.
Well, what's interesting here is there is, I think I have this story posted up. Let me see if I can find this real quick. Yeah, it seems that Afghanistan wants the Kurds to stay in Syria. And weren't these the very same Kurds of the Revolution Army or whatever the heck they called themselves that were over there glad-handing with the white helmets and, of course, taking American money and training and equipment and all that other stuff, waging war on Assad? Do I have that right?
I thought you did.
Yeah. What is up with Erdogan? Now, if you understand the history of Afghanistan, that country's been conquered more times than I think that they themselves can count. And it's a different place. It's, you know, I don't think that I have not seen anything of Afghanistan geographically that I can say, wow, look at that. You know, here in this country, we got mountains, we got big holes in the earth we call Grand Canyon. We got desert, we got mountains, we got all this stuff. We got largest freshwater bodies in the world. We got a lot going for us. You know, unfortunately, we got to put up with things called hurricanes and tornadoes, but hey, that's part and parcel of having the prime real estate. But Afghanistan, my God, it's the armpit of the earth. And these people have been fighting and being conquered and whipsawed and murdered and you name it.
Yep.
They've had more drama than drama's had drama. Now, Erdogan, this character, I keep looking at this guy. Sometimes he flashes signals and I'm a sane guy, and other times he flashes signals I'm not. And I don't know. But yeah, John Bolton, the ex-United Nations, whatever that was, yeah, he's one of the steely-eyed neocons, would much rather see millions of people buried.
Yeah.
I think the signal with Trump, with Mattis gone, he wants to do something, and then it gets waylaid. Now, I don't know. Call me crazy, but if I'm running a business and I'm the guy, the buck stops here guy, and I tell my employees, which they are, even though they're in the service as Secretary of State or Secretary of Defense or whatever the case may be, they're there because the president wants you there. Now, Steve, I'm having a hard time here, and I understand the deep state and all that other stuff. What you're seeing is the deep state people. And these are the sock puppets. Again, let me remind you, folks, the Illuminati is deep, okay? The grand planners of world government is deep. These are just the actors. For whatever reason, compromised, traitors to their own country, I don't care. Give it a name, give it a character, I don't care. But if I'm the boss, and I tell them that this is what I want to do, and then they don't do it, well, they're fired. Now, this whole thing about Bolton, Israel wants a contingent of the U.S. military in the southern part of Syria to deal supposedly with Iran. Now, guess who those troops are? The very same ones that Erdogan says, I don't want them going anywhere. Well, okay. So we have two countries, and I hasten to call Israel a country. We have bases, Steve, in history of people conquering and going and gobbling up land, but not on a slow roll like we've seen with Israel. And it's okay, apparently, with the United States and their allies that they just keep stealing land for their greater Israel project. Palestinians, rights? Who are those people? Aren't they down there in the basement with the Yemenis somehow? That they're subhuman, that tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands can die and nobody gives a crap? Is that the idea? Well, here we are. And Steve, it's getting thick. I mean, it's really starting to get thick. I am watching these characters come out as if the United States hasn't made any mistakes, number one, going into the Middle East, but now they're calling them, they're calling these actions moral. Moral, and you know, we can't let our neighbor, the only one that I see over there that wants the United States involved in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, they're next to nothing. But it's our good buds and pals joined at the hip like Siamese twins, our best friends in the Middle East. Steve, can you, in your musings or your readings, have you found anything that would indicate that Israel is a good ally because they serve what purpose to us?
No, not one thing.
Not one thing.
Not one thing. Honesty, there's not one thing how we benefit from being friends with Israel. Not one. They're that little, you know, that little fish that hangs on the bottom of a shark. Ever seen those little fish?
Oh yeah,
I think they call them a pilot fish. They don't actually do any work. They actually feed off the scraps of the shark when he catches something. That's Israel, and that shark is us. And that little thing hanging on the belly, that's Israel.
Those are remoras, and
yes.
Chances are you'll never see one over a foot long. Me being me and the magnet for anything unfortunate, or you ain't seen this before, have you, kid? I was paddling around in the Caribbean one day, and one of these remoras tried to attach itself to my chest. And I looked down at it, and the damn thing's almost 2 foot long. And my immediate thought was, if you're that big, how big is your host, and what was it, and is it still here? Well, it's a good thing that a remora woke me up, because it was actually
was actually a little wake-up call because I was paddling around with my little snorkel mask and my fins off of Caribbean Island, and I'm out in the swells. I'm now in the ocean currents bobbing around like a cork, and I looked around. I couldn't see land. I thought, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. So I had to paddle as fast as I could to get as much elevation to look around. Finally, I saw some palm trees, and I thought, I think I better head for those. I got burned, and I didn't even think about being out in the Caribbean sun. Oh, brother, I got toasted. I spent the night in a tub full of ice. That's how bad the burn was. But, yeah, I've had encounters with those little remoras.
Remoras. Got it.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't know what the resolution is on this. You know, is it millions of us, like the yellow vest people in France, falling out? Is this going to take mass demonstrations? Are we capable of it? I at this point in time, I don't see. What we see is the globalist. Here's prime example. We see the globalist, what they're doing, how they want foreign policy run, how they want things done. Donald Trump, oh, he's too close to Vladimir Putin, and after all, those old warlords, those lovers of war and death, you know, we always got to have a boogeyman because, you know, the military-industrial complex and the state that it supports needs constant reminder of why you need the military-industrial complex and the threat of war or making you feel insecure to allow these guys bloated budgets and all the little war toys that they could possibly want. Well, they didn't like that idea. Being friends with Russia? Holy mackerel, what did Russia do to us? Russia hasn't attacked us. Cold War's over. The Iron Curtain fell. They finally figured out that communism really doesn't pay off, and maybe you ought to do a little bit of business. Yeah, they're having a much better time over in Russia than apparently we are. And, Steve, call me crazy, but I think China is still regarded as being communist China. Am I correct?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was this most favored nation status? Why would we jump in bed with communists, overlook them stealing technologies, doing all kinds of nice little weird things that I'm sure not just communists do, but hey. But I heard the politicians going, well, one of the leakiest excuses that I heard that, well, you know, we got to start doing business with China because it's the people of China that are going to force the government to quit being communist.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if that were the case, I wish there was a way I could force my government to stop being the policemen and the wasters of millions of people. If that were possible, I would do it in a heartbeat. So with China, it's, well, yeah, we the people in the rice paddies, they just have to tell their government that they don't like communism anymore. Really? So here we go with the bad butt commie boys. I mean, Russia showed us the Soviets showed us what real communism was all about. I mean, murdering millions of their own people. Did they care about their people? No, they didn't care. It was the communist state. So, our president wants to have dialogue with Vladimir Putin. We could get more out of Vladimir Putin by talking with him than we could with the shenanigans you're seeing now. And it's not going to stop. Steve, the evidence has been presented. There was no collusion with Donald Trump and Russia for anything. None whatsoever. And it had to do with Fusion GPS, Hillary Clinton's role, but look where we're all headed. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, what is it going to take for various people in positions that they could do something to go, you know what? We've had enough of this. We have had enough. I was watching an excerpt from CNN. These people are now telling the American people that Donald Trump wants to disband Congress. He just wants to get rid of it because it's in his way. There is nothing that they're going to stop. And I don't know what bringing out the rule book would do, and I know why either side has not done it. It's because they violated it 129 times from Sunday. That's just this past week, speaking about violating the Constitution. You know, Steve, if they were following the Constitution, we wouldn't have funny money in this country.
That's true.
We would have a stable an environment in which to live and work. You wouldn't have the government coming in and stealing anything that wasn't nailed down or bolted down because they need more revenue. We would have more control over what our government does because we, the people, we're supposed to be the government. We elect these people that once they get in office, they're not hearing you. And they're doing whatever they damn well please, even though that they've sworn an allegiance to the Constitution and the Republic. To them, it's just now a democracy, and everything else is just inconvenient. Excuse me? Whose country is this anyhow? I've had enough of it. I don't know what to do about this, except, and you and I discussed this. Mm-hmm. You heard my rap on 20 radio stations. Should I tell the listeners that story?
Sure, go ahead.
What we need is people informed. They need to have the truth. For those that are willing to listen and open up their ears and hearts, there'll be some of those people out there that just out of desperation, they're willing to do or try anything at this point. They wouldn't know a republic from a hole in the ground. My idea, and I did the testing on this, we did it with a station here in right outside of Dallas. It was 11:40 a.m. It's only a 5,000-watt station. It was costing this network $9,000 a month to rent that station out 24/7. The only time that that station would interrupt anything, and it was no interruption, it was top of the hour break. It was required by FCC licensing rules, okay? 10-second station identification. That was it. We owned the rest of the time. And by contract, nobody could do anything to that lineup. Nobody could pick up the phone and go, oh, John, you know, I don't think that this is going too well with our listening audience. No. The man that I talked to, I said, we're going to do a contract, and you're going to be hands off. He said, it's yours. I said, you maintain the station, make sure all the bulbs are lit and nothing gets burned out, and you're going to be there to, yep, absolutely. Never had any problems on that end. The point being is we were contracted for total content. Nobody picking up the phone, complaining to a station owner, I don't like this message. Well, if you don't like it, don't listen to it. Now, that was in Texas, which, by the way, this little tiny 5,000-watt station covered almost a half of Texas. And for you folks who've never been down here to Texas, you don't know what big is. You can look at it on a map. Yeah, Texas is bigger than most. No. Come down to Texas. Depending on the time of year, you can start in the eastern part of Texas and drive all day and not get out of the state before sundown. That's how big it is. Now, my idea, and which you never told me your opinion about this, but there's a lot of station owners out there, they have to have their licenses. If you own a station, you got a license. Well, do you think we're the only entity out there that has had one hell of a time? Excuse me. Is that swearing, by the way, Steve?
No, you're legal on that one.
Okay. Actually. All right. 20 stations, folks. Could be 1,000, 5,000 watt, don't care. Going into Los Angeles, beaming into New York City, going into Philadelphia, going into Cleveland, Ohio, going into the top 20 markets in this country. Now remember, contracted, kill that break. Contracted, locked up, don't care about the whiny snowflakes out there. Ain't got no job either, ain't you? Don't care. Go listen to some of your other garbage. This is going to be used to edify, to truly educate people and dialogue with them. Now, would there be the little whiny babies who would try to call into the radio stations and go, oh, that's you. We could slice and dice them.
They're keyboard warriors. They're better working in the shadows than they are in the light because they've got nothing, folks. And I mean nothing. How many times over the years, Steve, have you heard people call into this radio station, talk to the various hosts, and said, you know, if it wouldn't be for you guys, I wouldn't know any of this stuff?
Yep, a lot. That's how I found you guys. That's how I found you.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, some people have gotten lackadaisical since we've been around for 15 years. Some people have gotten lackadaisical about that and really thinking about that. We are a network that there's nobody picking up the phone to us, nobody telling us that, you know, we don't think that dialogue's quite right and we wish to make modifications. What? No, 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 no. There's none of that. I do not tell these talk show hosts what to say and how to say it. They do their own shows, and I leave them alone. They are here of their own volition. They're volunteers, and they've been here. Why? Because the network is here. The platform is here. Now, that little radio station, a little 5,000 water, 9,000 a month, Yeah. But what if we had the financial backing to open up a radio station that penetrated those markets with the most of the population of this country? I'm not interested in having a radio station out in the middle of nowhere, Arkansas, where there might be 50 people or 100 people within the radius of the effective radiating power or listenership to that radio station. People have not been given the opportunity. The closest they've come to is the compromised Fox News. And they never ask the right questions. They never do the follow-up. They're there to create public opinion and political talk ad nauseum over and over and over again. And anybody that dare come up there with a differing idea of how that network should be run, they're not there. Ask Mr. Sanchez when he was doing a PBS show, and he says, we all know who controls the media. Within an hour, CNN fired him. He's now working with RT, by the way.
It's a fact.
And it is a fact.
It's a fact. They even said it. They admitted it. You can go on air and you can go on YouTube and see. They actually bragged about bragging rights of, we own your Congress, we own the media, we own Hollywood, we own Wall Street. They admitted it. It's a fact.
Well, run out of one central location, down, being here down in Little Round Rock, Texas, we could supply the information and the programming to go out to 20 stations, and that thing would be cooking 24/7. The people are not, they're not being told the truth, Steve. Oh, yeah. And how do they know what direction to go, what to do, if they don't have, you're standing on a precipice and you got 1 foot off the cliff here. They know that we're in trouble, but they don't know how deep the trouble is. They don't know where it's emanating from.
Right.
Well, let's just say, just for sake of argument, say, and by the way, back to the station owners here. Station owners are having the same problem this network has. There's no advertising money out there. The economy sucks, folks. I don't need to remind you of that. You know it. There are hot pockets in this country like Round Rock, Texas, and there are places in this country, people have jobs. They're looking around going, well, I don't see nothing wrong. Oh, unemployment's 3.7%. Yay, happy days are here again. And again, that's the lie. These people haven't even been told how much these credit default swaps or anything else related to 2008, they haven't even been told the truth on that one. And they're suffering because of it. And nobody has the gall and the courage. I better slow down here. Having a hard time checking my mouth. So, 20 stations. Say that runs, say, $10,000. That's $200,000 a month. People are already getting nervous, Steve. They're going, you're not going to ask the listeners of RBN to fund that per month, are you? Now, I know you don't have that deep of pockets, but there's people in this country that do.
It's true.
Now, what would this be? Well, on that tact, that would be, ta-da, $2,400,000 for 1 year's broadcasting 24/7. How much do you think we can inform the American people of now? And I was told, well, you know, you're going to be honest. Nobody listens to radio anymore. Oh, yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Here in Round Rock, we did no advertising. What was I going to do? Advertise a low-power FM station? Was I going to do that on TV? Was I going to do it in the local papers? No, I wasn't. What happened with that? All of a sudden, it showed up on the dial one day, and people started listening. And before too long, Steve, I would walk into a Stop and Rob. Yeah, that's a quaint. That is a quaint name for your gas stations. Up north, you call them Stop and Robs. Down here, we just shoot them. Okay. But I would walk into a place and I would be conversing with somebody and somebody would stop and they'd look and go, I know your voice. And it wasn't just older people. It was men, women of all ages, millennial age kids going, yeah, I heard you on the radio, man. Dude, that's pretty righteous. Didn't matter. It was the old elbow thing. And I described the elbow thing of somebody jabbing their friend and saying, hey, did you hear this? Man, you got to listen to this. And that's what happened with that low-power FM. And this is not a joke. And, folks, I am dead serious here. When this station got shut down by the FCC, I literally had the Round Rock cops driving through my parking lot, rolling the window down, asking me, when are you going to put your station back up? And what I found out later, and this is the screw crew down here like you have in your various states, of the fusion centers, oh, the badged ones, they have made many different friends. FBI, BATFE, county sheriffs, police departments. Hell, these guys go out and watch baseball games together, and they talk. And they have their little barbecues, and they drink their little beers, and they talk to each other. I was told, you know, a guy, cop told me, he said, you need to hear this, man. He said, half of the Round Rock cops, they just hate you. Half of them hate your guts. He said, that's the bad news. He said, the other half absolutely love what you're doing. Now, folks, I don't know how exactly to say this to you so you understand completely what your future holds for you. But a price tag of $200,000 a month to finally educate and to have the American people listening unimpeded to this network, and it would be tweaked. And all of these people that you've heard over the years, you've read their books, you've listened to their information. You people love to hear interviews on this network. I've heard from you. I don't do enough interviews. Some people prefer it that way. But these are the very same people that would be talking to millions of Americans on a daily basis. I had a guy that shot this thing down and said, it'll never work. What do you mean it wouldn't work? What do you mean it wouldn't work? The only reason it wouldn't work is because we're short of the money. Everything else is set up. I've already done the homework. I've already done it. This wasn't, well, you know, maybe I can go out and get a... No. I went out and got a radio station. We were playing this. And by the way, that signal was being beamed into the largest army base on this planet, folks. And I know we changed some minds with the boys wearing our uniforms. So for $1.2 million, or I'm sorry, 2.4 years cost... Is this country worth $2.4 million? Because the carnage yet to come, hell, the wipeouts are going to be 10 times greater than that in the first day. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree. I'm a man ahead of his time, or I'm just plain stupid.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've seen the scrubbing out there of the platforms, whether it's Facebook or Twitter, whatever, doesn't matter. They're now going after the gun owners now as well. And if you don't think this whole thing is political, you've lost your mind. So there are even people that have the unmitigated gall to post their opinions on Facebook or Twitter. And if it's even on the Second Amendment, well, that just doesn't fit our policies, and you've been deplatformed. Folks, it is what it is. It is censorship. And these people don't care. Hold on a second. Do you have Steve?
Yes, sir.
Do we have that up? Did you tell Sam to pull that up?
No. I want to get clear
okay,
to you first.
What story is it? Okay, I can play it from in here.
Yeah, it's on the RBN website. It says, Trump walks back Syria pullout as news titans. On the bottom of that article is a commentary that is very, very good.
Okay, and now where is this? Are you looking at the website?
Yep, I'm on it right now. It says Romney and Graham, and it says
we're on the website. What
on the very bottom of that article?
Okay, Steve,
you see it?
I have RBN updates. I got news. I got columnists. I got videos. Okay. Where is it at?
Okay, find the article. That's Trump walks back. Okay, go down, pull down that story. It's at the very bottom of the story, past Warren, and it has a clip right there, a 10-minute clip. The very bottom of that story.
Okay, but I have still not located. Okay, we're not communicating here.
Okay,
article. I'm stupid.
Okay, you're telling me.
Okay.
The article on the website is Trump walks back Syria pullout.
Do you see it? Look, I got that. Where is it on the website? That's what I'm asking you, sir.
Okay, the clip is on.
No, I understand where the clip is. Where's the story? That's what I'm looking for. Where on our website is the story so I can get to the thing to click it on?
I'm pulling it up right now. I'm looking at it, John. John, I'm looking at the story right now.
Sam,
refresh. It's got to be on there because I'm looking at it right now. I'm reading it.
I don't need to refresh because
it's still on there. Trump walks back Syria pullout as news.
Where on the page, Steve? On the page?
Okay, it's on the very bottom of that page. If you start reading the story and you pull it down,
Steve, it's right there. Steve, I'm losing my mind here. Okay. I got that. Tell me where the story is on the website. Okay. Do you have it, Sam? He doesn't have it either.
Let me send it over then.
Okay, I don't know
what's going on here? Let me just.
Yeah, you don't understand the question I'm asking you. I am asking where we have republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay.
Where on that web page is that story?
It's on your banners. One of your banner articles. The brand new page.
Well,
it's on today's.
Okay. Hallelujah. Okay, and the name of the story here. Okay, hold on.
Trump walks back Syria pullout as news tightens.
There it is. Thank you.
Okay, go down to the very bottom of that page when you click on it.
Okay, Steve, I'm sorry I got upset here, but geez, you're telling me where to get the story, and I'm going. Okay. Where is the story? Okay.
I found it. All right. It's good. It's good.
Hello, and welcome to the first Gold Goats and Guns short news for 2019. My name is Tom Luongo. It's Wednesday, January 2nd, and we've got a lot to talk about. Today, I want to talk about Donald Trump, and I want to talk about specifically the insurrection that's growing against him already within the GOP. Because it's important where we stand now. Since Trump announced the Syria pullout and the drawdown of troops from Afghanistan, basically reversing his doubling down in August of 2017, the foreign policy establishment in the U.S. has gone ballistic. They have people like Lindsey Graham and others have completely and utterly denounced this move. Calling it reckless and horrible and a betrayal of U.S. interests and our allies, and the Kurds are going to get slaughtered, and all of this hyperbolic rhetoric. And this has been going on nonstop since he made the announcement. Apparently, Graham went to visit Trump over the weekend and got him to agree to a four-month withdrawal of troops from the region, as opposed to 60 days, which is what the rumor was that Trump was planning. Now, this tells me a couple of things. The first is that there's likely going to be a challenge to Trump's presidency within the next few months. And that's the big news. The second thing is, I really do believe that Graham just basically told Trump, look, if you do this, you will have no support within the GOP for it. And if the Democrats move to impeach you or remove you from office, you will get no help from us. We will abandon you. We will let them. That's how big and powerful and strong military industrial complex is in the United States. And I really think that this is what's going on. And so now Trump has to try and walk it back slowly, the same way he walked back his statements about pulling out of Syria multiple times in the last 2 years. And every time he's had to reverse that or let it hang. And now he's on the hook. I've said from the beginning that Donald Trump is a weak person. Okay? And that he doesn't know and doesn't understand the parameters of the game that he's actually playing. And I've said this multiple times. I've now been critical of him saying it. And I've been saying it since the beginning and hope that he had stronger chops and wasn't such an appeaser, such a need to be liked. Because he should have never allowed these people into his administration in the first place. He should have never cozied up to them. He should have never allowed them to let him to get him to agree to a troop surge in Afghanistan, to backing the Saudis' war in Yemen, which is a complete humanitarian disaster, and we have massive blood on our hands for, and which Trump, as commander in chief, can get blamed for in any challenge to his competency as president. It doesn't matter if it's true or not, guys. This has nothing to do with reality. This has everything to do with perception and what they can sell in the media and what they can sell in Congress and in the Senate. It's impeachment, removal from office is a legal procedure. It has nothing to do with reality. So if Trump wants to stay in power, Trump has to go on the offensive here immediately. Because Mitt Romney wasn't sworn in office 24 hours and he's got a prepackaged challenge to Trump's presidency on the pages of the Washington Post. Now, which is all the news today. So, of course, Graham and Romney, the two biggest surviving members of the GOP, now that John McCain's dead, for silence for John McCain's brain tumor. Okay, now, because those two guys are the biggest proponents of the global elite, they're the ones that are the biggest mouthpieces for the global elite. Romney, who was allowed to run for president just in case, you know, people wanted a Republican who would not change policy. And Graham, who is always there to push the neoconservative foreign intervention angle on any policy. It does not matter what it is. Those two guys are prepping the scene now. And it's exactly what I said the moment Trump made this announcement, that they would push back against him and try and remove him from office before he could actually affect the pullout. So you delay the timetable, and now you open up a longer window for Pelosi and company to build a case against Trump and remove him from power. And even if we do pull the troops out of Syria, I'll bet you they all wind up in Iraq. They don't actually wind up coming home. Bases are all still there. So we move them to Iraq, a couple hundred miles this way, we get rid of Trump, we move them right back into Syria. That's the plan. That's the bad news. The good news is that Trump looks like he's actually already countering. And he's countering with Giuliani doing the press tour yesterday saying that Julian Assange shouldn't be prosecuted. The Trump administration's policy on Julian Assange from the day he's entered office has been that Assange is a criminal and should be prosecuted under U.S. law for divulging state secret. Pompeo, Bolton, Haley, all of them, even Trump, to a greater or lesser extent, they all have said the same thing. And now Giuliani, Trump's legal counsel, is saying the opposite. That's Trump saying, okay, Assange is my whole card. He's my Trump card, all puns intended. That's how I'm going to get you back. Because all he's got to do is allow Assange out, and then if they want to prosecute him, put Assange on the stand. Assange also can now bargain with what he's held back, which I'm sure Trump knows about by now, through back channels, through Dana Rohrabacher and others, of what Assange has, and Assange and WikiLeaks can release the rest of what they have, destroying Graham, Romney, Pelosi, Feinstein, Schumer, and the rest of them. Because at that point, then the drip, drip, drip starts. And WikiLeaks should be on this right now. They should be dripping out new information right now to support Trump and get him to help the situation, his situation, because this is serious. Look, it doesn't matter that the narrative that the neocons are spinning about Syria is a lie. The Russians and the Syrians have moved into Manbij. The Turks are not moving in. They're not going to slaughter the Kurds. Putin has them under control. The whole point of this arrangement was for Erdogan, Turkish President Erdogan, to push Trump into the making the easy decision to leave Syria before it gets too chaotic. That was his goal. That was the plan. That's what they agreed to. So this is, I'm seeing this now as the fight for Trump's presidency and for what happens and what direction America goes. Because if Trump loses this fight right here, right now, if he cannot get control and not neuter the turncoats within the GOP now, America, as we know, will be over. So he needs to be aggressive here. He needs to go right after them. He needs to shut his Twitter account down and start sending and start making substantive moves against them. He needs to stop playing footsie with Lindsey Graham and put him in his place. He needs to set Romney down and put him in his place. He's president. Do what you're supposed to do. And that means go to the people, go to his base, and tell them where I'm not going to betray you on Syria. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to betray you on Afghanistan either. And I'm not going to betray you on, and we're pulling out of Iraq as well. We're pulling out of the entire region and letting everybody else deal with it, their own stuff. And let everyone hang. And then explain exactly what's been happening. Say, flat out, Lindsey Graham just threatened me and my family with everything. He just threatened me over the Syria pullout. This is what's going on behind the scenes. This is who these people are. This is who you elect. This is who the media puts in front of us. He needs to go right to the people and go right around these people so that he makes the popular argument when they say he's the worst president ever. Fine, you go to jail. Because that's what has to happen. If these people are acting in every way, in some manner, illegally or, he can easily make a treason argument. This is not hard. They keep playing these games because they think they have power. At the end of the day, he is the president. President has so much power, and some of it is quite scary. They've handed it to him because they gave it all to Obama to get the stuff that they wanted done. Now it can be turned back against them by a Trump. And he has to be aggressive here because they're going to pull out every stop in the world, and if you think that they've been unfair to him to this point, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Amen to that.
All right, this has been the Gold, Goats, and Guns Short News for Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. If you like what you heard today, please give a like and subscribe down below. That would be fantastic. I'll be on tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, on Halsey News' live stream, as well as we will do our own live stream here on Friday night at 8:30. You can follow me on Twitter at TFL1728, and you can follow my blog over at tomluongo.me.
The man's name again is Tom Luongo.
He's right on money.
Yeah,
he's right on the money. I like the idea that the Trump of stopping Twitter. I think that's a smart move. Go do fireside chats. Yep. Sit down. Tell people what's really going on. If you've been threatened, if somebody's trying to blackmail you or something, simply pull it out. Tell the people. I like that idea. And I also think using Julian Assange, and this is interesting because early on in his presidency, Trump said Assange was a traitor. Mm-hmm. He should be prosecuted as a war crime, whatever, mm-hmm. and put in prison forever. Now he's changed his tune on him. I think that's a great strategy. I think that is an awesome strategy. Yeah, let's bring him in. Let's put him on trial here. The deep state doesn't want this guy on trial. They don't want this guy to talk because he knows a lot more. I think it's a great strategy. I really do.
Well, and coupled with that, what we were talking about earlier, what if there were, and I'm going to be conservative here, folks, the old elbow, hey, have you heard this? What does everybody have in their car? They got an AM and FM radio. What do they have in their house? They've got the 5.1 Dolby surround. Guess what's in that tuner? AM or FM. You can get us on the telephone services across the country. What if Donald Trump decided to dig his heels in and go and do what Luongo said, just sit these guys down and say, hey, look, this is the way it is. Mm-hmm. Stop the Twitter stuff.
Exactly.
Stop it.
Well, you're giving them a heads up of what you're doing, plan.
It's just not that. It's like a millennial when he gets pissy. Right. You know, he wants to stomp his feet. So what are they? Let's make some remarks on my blog. No, do the fireside chat thing. Take a page from Franklin Delano Roosevelt. We didn't have TV then, but the guy sure was on radio uninterrupted. What if Donald Trump could be talking to a quarter of this country uninterrupted via this network? I hope there is some elderly, I've got my one foot on a banana peel and the other one in the grave. You know what family is left and you don't want to leave them a dime? Send it to us. We will try to save this country along with millions of other concerned Americans. Otherwise, we're going to get down in a... Oh, I don't even know if it's going to be a blaze of glory, but glorious it isn't. In my estimation, the greatest country that has ever been on this planet is on the verge of winking out forever.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Phone's ringing in the office. Sam has got the dash hounds out, weeing the dash hounds. And the phone rings, Steve.
Yes.
And I pick up the phone and saying, "Did you get your bank situation straightened around? I know I don't like PayPal." And I'm like, yeah, we did. And she's going on. And And she says, "Who is this?" And I said, "Well, this is John." And she starts laughing. And I said, "Well, the board op was, you know, we only got two people here, me and the board op. And he was taking care of the dogs." And she did not recognize my voice on the phone, which it just blows me away that people don't know it's me when I pick up the telephone. But it just amazing.
Well, it's because you put on that sexy radio voice when you come on air. That's why.
Right.
You don't use that same voice when you answer the phone, do you? That's why.
Okay. Tomorrow. Yeah, I heard tomorrow, Sam. Okay. Don't be mean to me. Don't be mean to Johnny. All this in heaven, too. I don't know, Steve. Call me crazy, but there was one guy that could have done this if he would have been bright enough to do his own network and put talk show hosts. But see, he didn't like the competition. But at one time, he had a couple million dollars laying around doing nothing. And here we take every dime that we can dig up to put this network on and keep it functioning. And then I see people waste vast amounts of money on their own damned egos, and I'm the top dog, and I'm the leader of the Patriot movement. Really? Over my dead body. Over my dead body. I'd much rather go down with some dignity and pride rather than go down with a... I'll just stop there. So, Steve.
You know, John, I came by a new term over the weekend, and I played a clip from a guy named Jimmy Dore. You ever heard of him?
No.
Okay, I'm not familiar with him really. I've seen a couple times some of the videos on YouTube, but a new term came to my attention. He and I have to agree with it. He referred to the deep state in a different term. He called it the permanent state. And he made the case that it's always been around. It doesn't really matter what party is in office. It exists. It is the deep state. And doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican. It's the permanent state. And I agree with that. I agree with that. We've been calling it the deep state. We used to call it shadow government, now the deep state. And he called it the permanent state. And I agree with that. I think it's been around. I don't know. You know, this clip talked about kind of bringing out the evidence to shut down the deep state, the permanent state. I don't know how that's possible. I think, John, it's so deep and so corrupt. I don't know.
It is, but we know what it is. We know it's the globalists, their dream of a one world government. Okay, right. So people seem to be afraid to talk about that anymore. The agenda has not changed. It's the same.
Right.
And they put their little actors out there to sell whatever they're trying to sell for the end goal of having a global government. And it's falling apart rapidly. But here's my problem. We still have those same actors here in the United States. They're in Europe. They're everywhere. They're not going to leave their global dream. They've come way too far to abandon it now. But here's my problem and my concern. What are they willing to do next once they're realizing they're losing? Second hour coming up. Steve Elkins. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be right back.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Mm-hmm. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.